This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey and Russia agreed Tuesday to remove the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia to beyond 30 kilometers from the Turkish border, after which their troops would jointly patrol a narrower strip of land in a safe zone Ankara has long sought. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that beginning at 9 hours UTC on Wednesday, Russian military police and Syrian border guards would move in to facilitate the removal of YPG members and their weapons. He said that Russian military police and Syrian border guards will be sent to patrol the territory of Syria-Turkey border from the Syrian side outside of the Operation Peace Spring area. Later Tuesday, Russian President Putin called Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to reassure him that any agreement between Russia and Turkey would focus on fighting terrorism and would dismantle what he called any separatists' agendas on Syrian land. Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation Tuesday denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and prodding President Donald Trump to halt his withdrawal of U.S. troops from the embattled country. But the Kentucky Republican said that lawmakers should refrain from imposing sanctions on Turkey for now to avoid further driving a NATO ally into the arms of the Russians.
So I think there are a number of ways to address our foreign policy concerns. And if we have that debate in the Senate, I'd like for it to apply more broadly than just to the Kurds.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, meanwhile, is demanding briefings from the administration's top officials about plans for handling the Syrian crisis. The House of Representatives last week overwhelmingly approved a resolution